Hey, everybody. It's a very special guest, Jonas Schrodt, here with a very special episode of Girls' Night with Tom Brady. It finally happened, you guys. Tom killed himself. All right, that may not be true. He's mentioned it on the podcast. Tom made the move up to Chicago. He was in my apartment like 5 minutes ago saying his goodbyes. Now he's gone. And I guess I can just do whatever I want with the podcast now. So here we go. I'm just going to bring in a couple of Tom's friends, I guess, and we're going to talk about how much Tom has pissed us off in the past and all the horrible things he's done, and just kind of reminisce about our distaste for him, just in general. Clearly, I'm kidding. We all love Tom, and we're happy to see him, following his dream. So let's visit with our old pal, the Boy Wonder. You've seen him on the cover of Tiger Beat. Let's hear from young Jordan Matherlicht. Oh, hey, Jordan.
Oh, hey, Jonas.
How are you?
Good. How are you, man?
Great. With me in a studio apartment today. What should I call it? Apartment studio.
Apartment studio 6.
With me today in apartment studio 6 on the Sunset Strip is a young Jordan Matherlicht.
Well, hello, Jonas.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Turn your fucking cell phone off, Jordan!
I'd like to apologize.
Thank you for apologizing.
No problem. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Comedy business.
Oh, that's all right.
So, fancy stuff.
That's all right. Tom Braces. That's right. That sounds right.
Okay. Tom Braces.
Tom Bracey. He's moving to Chicago.
Oh, no way.
So we're just kind of having people in. Tell Tom to go fuck himself.
Okay.
Or if you have like a story about Tom or anything like that.
Well, first of all, go fuck yourself, Tom.
There you
go. Got that out of the way. But yeah, I guess I got a little story that involves Tom in one way or another. Oh, do you want me to tell it?
Yeah, please.
Oh, cool. All right. That's fun. All right. Well, for those of us who know Tom or don't, I'll give you a little... Tom has a joke that involves him involved in a one-night stand with a lady, and he kisses her forehead during it, and wacky shenanigans.
Are you the lady?
No, I am not. But he's done that. It's an older joke of his, and I've heard him do it for a while, and it's just about how, you know, that's not something you do on a one-night stand. It's not an appropriate thing. So I went to a Halloween party around Halloween, and one thing led to another, and I begin getting involved with a lady, and during it, she kisses my forehead, and I'd heard Tom do that joke before, so all I could think about was Tom Brady doing that joke and kissing me on my forehead while I was with the lady, and it was just there's
did the lady turn into Tom? And
she turned into just a big naked Tom Brady hovering above me, and it ruined everything.
How are Tom's tits?
It's they're bigger than you think.
Oh,
you know, they're surprisingly large for such a small man.
But firm, right?
Yeah, they're pretty firm.
Good.
It's like bags of sand. It's pretty firm. That's the reason I hate Tom Brady, because I just couldn't enjoy any... You're just sitting there just thinking, oh, just Tom, and just... All I can imagine is Tom Brady just screaming in my head, I am your father! I'm your daddy! I'm going to pay for your college! I'm like, oh, this is the worst thing to ever happen to me. And, yeah, so go fuck yourself, Tom, for ruining my life and my night and my Halloween, which is by my birthday, so you just ruined everything in one big swoop.
Oh, buddy.
And I've been waiting to follow him on a show after he does that joke to tell that story, and it's never happened. So I was like, this is as good a time as any to get that out in the world.
Listen, we have occasionally upwards of 100 listeners.
Oh, wow. So, that's cool.
There you go. And only like 50 of them are bots.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's going to be great.
Some porn bots?
Yeah, probably. That's cool. I think just to rack up downloads or something. I don't know.
Nice.
Well, hey, listen. I was about ready to eat when you got here.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching a show about lesbians in prison.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't want to get back to that.
Okay.
So get the fuck out.
Okay. Well, have fun in Chicago, Tom. We'll miss you.
Jordan Matherlick. What a delight. What a delightful child. He was all right. He's not as good as he seems on audio. He's pretty tall and awkward. Stupid smile. Stupid hair. But you know who's not tall and awkward? Phil Nista. Let's hear what Phil has to say. Jordan's been fucking the microphone. I thought we'd start with the same bit.
Jordan, hey, if there's a sock on a microphone, that means Jordan's been fucking a microphone again. I don't know.
We are back here at Apartment Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. I'm playing around with the name.
I like it. No,
I'm here with Phil Nista. Phil, hi.
Hey, Jonas.
Also still sitting in is young Jordan Matherlick.
Still here.
Don't talk.
Too bad. Still here.
All right. No, you can talk, I guess, if you'd like.
Cool. Thanks.
Anyway, Tom is on his way here to record a podcast, but I thought having people come in, say goodbyes, wishing wells, telling Tom to fuck off, things like that. So if you have a fun story or anything like that.
A fun story.
Or if you just want to say hi and...
I'll say this.
Even though I have a concussion, I'll still remember you when you leave. Things like that.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this about that Tom Bradley. He can go himself.
We already had this problem. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Oh, I thought.
Oh, I have no clue you're talking about.
Oh, I Wikipedia'd it after we had our discussion, Jordan.
Should I commit to it? No. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll say this about Tom. I got his name wrong, and I'm not sure who we're talking about. No. Let's see. I want to say something sentimental. But I don't want it to be too sentimental.
Also, you don't have to say anything sentimental.
Oh, boy. Tom, this is totally off the cuff. Tom is, to me, probably the most important person. And if my girlfriend listens to this, my second most important person. And if my family, well, fuck them. What I'm saying is Tom is like family.
Oh, that's sweet.
In that I hate his guts. Oh. Nope. In that he has a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. No. In that he's funny. He's a funny guy. He'll be missed. And I'll do most of that missing. And if I find out somebody else doesn't miss him, I'll kick their ass.
Oh. Jeez.
So everybody.
That turned very aggressive.
Everybody missed Tom. Again, he reminds me of family. And that's how we show our love in my family.
All right.
We beat the shit out of people.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for sharing.
Yep.
I think what we're doing is at the end where everybody's telling Tom to go fuck himself.
That's good. Hey Tom, go fuck yourself.
Thanks. Bye. Well, guys, I guess that's it. I got Phil and Jordan. I really thought I'd be able to get more people, but. I guess Tom's not as well-liked as I had initially thought. I don't have, like, an Amazon review or anything today, so I guess I'll just go ahead and sign off and say... Oh, wait. What's this? Oh.
Hey, Jonas.
Coxie.
Hey, Jonas. What's going on? Hey, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Not much. How are you?
I'm good. I just came over so we could do those drugs you were talking about doing.
Oh, what? Dude, I'm recording right now.
Oh, you're recording?
Yeah.
Wait, Tom left you the keys to the podcast?
Yeah, I have the keys to the podcast.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't know what I'm doing. It's like I'm hijacking the podcast.
Hijacking the podcast? This is the best thing in the world.
Yeah, Phil and Jordan came in. They said some goodbyes. Seriously, I thought I'd be able to get all sorts of people to come in. No one wanted to do it.
Really?
No one wanted to do it.
I mean, we get it, Tom. I mean, like, with... So this is because Tom's leaving? You're doing a thing?
I thought it would be nice if I did like a thing.
Oh, God. He's been telling everybody about leaving for months. I know. Are we over this by now?
Well, I think that's why no one wanted to do it. Like, I thought he left 6 months ago. Why the fuck are we still worried about that?
All right. Well, we got to screw with this shit then. Let's get on this podcast.
Let me get on here.
Oh, wow. There's files on this?
Yeah, man. There's all sorts of...
Is that the podcast voicemail?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's overflowing.
It's just open, too.
Oh, okay. We got to listen to Tom's voicemails. I got to see what he's calling people about.
All right. Let me see. Here's one. It says from Jameson Raymond.
Hey, Tom. It's Jameson. Can you do me a favor? And at your big going away party, can you remind everybody that I'm leaving town, too, for a fucking year? And I'm going to be a lot further than 4 goddamn hours away. Thanks. Love you.
I forget Jameson's moving to Kuwait.
I do, too.
Did you ever think about doing anything nice for him?
Not really.
I know. I think he's going to be dead soon. I'm really only hitching my carriage to comedians I think might make it.
People staying stateside.
Exactly. A lot of risk. Try not to catch too many bullets over there, buddy.
You want to get back into this?
Yeah, I want to hear these voicemails. I'm hoping that maybe, you know, people throw a couple nice words my way, because they probably know that I'm out there, you know, probably getting ready.
I mean, you've never
really
been on the podcast as yourself.
Well, no, I just, you know, I would assume that, like, you know, people calling Tom would probably talk about me a lot, like, in a positive way. So, I mean, let's just listen to some more voicemails and see, you know, if that comes up, because I'd like to hear about that.
All right. Let's try this one.
Hey, Tom, it's Nikki Glazer here. God love you. You're moving on up. Not, you know, in the business, but technically and literally you are moving north, and that's exciting. I am so much opportunity in Chicago for you. I really believe that you're going to do great. You know, there's tons of television being shot there. There's the Real World Chicago, that was there, and the Oprah Winfrey Show, that used to be there. I mean, this is exciting. I really think this is going to take you to the next level, and you know, I've always said that you're one of my favorite comedians, and no, I'm sorry, I've always said that I'm one of your favorite comedians. That's what I've always said. And because it's true, you know, and we've had a lot of fun together. You're going to do great. And I'm being sincere now, because you deserve it. I'm really proud of you quitting your day job and doing it full time. You're one person who I honestly think that's a good decision for you. Josh Cox, not so much. But I've always said Tom Brady, that kid's going to make it. And I believe that. I'm super happy for you. And I should say right now, Josh, I'm just kidding. I know that you're probably going to be tying a noose around your neck right now. So just quit doing that. Love yourself. But Tom, seriously, I'm psyched for you, man. This is the best news I've heard in the past, like, minute and a half. Because before that, my dad called me and said he was sending a check that got sent to my house for $2.50. It's a residual thing. But anyway, Tom, I love you. Best of luck. And you should probably move to New York instead of Chicago. What are you thinking?
What can I say about Tom Brady? When I think of Tom Brady, I think of... No. Whew, it's a hard one. Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the type of guy that no matter what... I remember the first time I met Tom Brady, he picked... No, that was Jonas. Tom Brady. I would imagine his crotch smells like cheese and shit. No, that's not Tom. That's Josh Cox. This is harder than I thought.
Hey, Tom. This is one of your ex-girlfriends. I'm just calling to remind you to be sad about me today. Bye.
Hey, Tom. This is Show Business calling. Just giving you a quick call. Say, we'd love to have you over here. It'd be great if you'd join us at Show Business and be show businessy with us. So just give us a quick call back. Otherwise, we're going to offer Show Business to Josh Murphy. So as soon as you can, do not ignore this call here. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, wow.
That's important.
That's huge. I can't wait for Tom to hear that.
Yeah, let me make sure I save this one. Yeah. And I just need to hit this.
Not the red one. Not the red one. Oh!
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. Did you delete the message from Show Business?
Yeah.
Oh man. Did you keep their number?
No. Listen, don't tell Tom.
No. Are you kidding me?
Oh, shit.
Okay, let's just keep listening to these. Okay.
Forget that happened.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
It's gonna be everything. I'm gonna get back into this. All right, here is the next one.
Hey, Tom, it's Josh Arnold. Just calling to wish you good luck in the new city. I'm sure they'll have some great Lithuanian food there, or whatever it is you eat. You're Lithuanian, right? Or Portuguese? Something like that? Well, I don't know. Whatever. You're clearly not white. That's all I... But anyway, man, best of luck. I know you do great. And, so what are you, like Transylvanian or what?
Why I gotta say something about Tom Brady, man?
I don't like this one. It sounds like a prejudiced version of a prejudiced person doing an overdone caricature of a black person that doesn't exist. Hey, fuck.
Hey, Tom, it's Brad Wilhelm, Bloomington Treasure. You know, over the years that I've known you and I've allowed you to work on stages that I'm running, I've noticed that you've been through a series of setbacks. Apparently, you were engaged, air quotes implied, to an attractive woman way beyond your means and her capabilities, and that didn't turn out. Can't say we all didn't see that one coming, really. You owned a Meineke for a half hour or something, which, you know, mazel tov, that's an impressive accomplishment. But I think the most important thing about the time that you spent here, Tom Brady, in the Bloomington Comedy Arena, and I call it an arena, is your ability to look someone in the eye just before you got on stage and say, is it okay for me to party up there? Well, Tom, now that you leave us and you move on to the bright lights of the big city of Chicago, the city of the big shoulders, the second city, Chicago, Illinois, home of Jake and Elwood Blues and race riots, I would say to you this, Tom Brady, please, whatever stage you're on, no matter what subway you're working at, party up there. And when someone asks for an extra meatball, just give it to them. Just give it to them. That's the life of a comic in Chicago. And that's the life here. And by the way, I look forward to seeing you in 6 months when you move back. All right. Love you, buddy.
Hey, this is Show Business again. Just calling. I wasn't sure if my message took. I'm in a really low reception area. So I just called you again really quick. Yeah, Show Business calling. Please call us back if you want to be in show business ever in your life.
Thank God, man. Show Business called back. Okay. I'm definitely going to save this one.
Wow.
All right. So last time I hit this button, and then I hit this button right here.
Yeah, that one right there.
Yeah, that's what I did last time. Let's just try that one more time. It's got to work this time, right?
No, that's the one. No, that's the one you did hit.
Oh,
no, that's what you were saying. You did hit that one last time.
Fuck. Wait.
Hold on.
Oh, God. You.
Jesus.
This is why you don't run a podcast, Jonas.
Yeah.
Man.
I shouldn't figure out how this shit works.
Yeah, I mean, Tom really held this thing together.
On the upside, that's a lot of people calling in.
He's really been talking about the Chicago thing for a long time, hasn't he? He just has been, it's been in everybody's ear.
Fucking Todd Glass called twice.
I know.
Todd hasn't been here for like a year.
And yet he knew that Tom was moving to Chicago right now without anybody having to like text him and tell him exactly what was going on or anything. Like he was so aware of it that he just called Tom out of nowhere. I can't believe that.
I remember last year when Todd was here, Tom wouldn't shut the fuck up about what he's doing. So it probably just stuck with him.
All right, let's get in this.
All right, let's listen some more. And go.
Tom Brady, Tommy Jonigan here. Just calling to say goodbye and congratulations on moving to Chicago and quitting stand-up comedy. I saw you in Bloomington a few years ago, and you had just won the funniest person in Bloomington, Indiana. And I knew right then, I was like, I hope this guy is smart enough to quit someday. And then I just heard that you've quit and you're moving to Chicago for whatever reason. I don't know. I don't really care. But congratulations. It takes a lot of people a long time to quit. And some people stay in it longer than they should have. And you were probably in it probably like 2 years longer than you should have been in it. But at least you know quitting and moving to Chicago is a good idea. Also, it's nice that you've found all that weight that Josh Cox lost. Getting a little heavy there, Tom Brady. Congratulations on quitting comedy. Tommy Jonigan, stand-up comedian, signing off.
Hey, I don't want to be too sentimental or anything, but I just wanted to say that I think you're one of the funniest people I've ever met, and you're also one of the nicest people I've ever met. So, I just wanted to say I'm going to miss you, Joshua Murphy, and, hey, this is supposed to be for Tom. Oh, hold on. Hey, Tom. I just wanted to say you're one of the funniest people that I've ever met. And also, you are nice. And let me know, you know, if Josh ever asks about me. Okay, bye.
Dave brings up a real good point. Josh Murphy's leaving.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Josh Murphy. That's right. I totally forgot about that.
I like that guy so much.
Oh, and Allie, his fiance.
And Allie's moving. Oh, my God. We're losing so many good people. I forget, you know, that on top of, you know, losing Tom, we're also losing some really good local comics that I really respect a lot. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad Dave, you know, brought that up because, you know, not everybody has to have a podcast centered around them.
Yeah, I guess we'll go ahead and play the next one. The date on this one's, this looks like this is from the future.
Tom, man, it's you from the future. Oh, hell's fucking breaking loose and it's all their fault. We did it. God, I don't know why we didn't do it, but we did. You gotta remember, man, at all costs, man, you gotta remember to put your fucking dick in the...
Hey, Tom, I think you're a fantastic comic, and I think you're doing the right thing by leaving all these fucking losers. Don't tell them I said that, but you're definitely doing the right thing by getting out of that shithole. You know, you got what you needed out of it, and now it's time to move on. It's like the Queen song, no time for losers, because we are the champions. And by we, I'm talking you and me. Hey, man, the answering machine just said that I had to speed this up, so I'm going to try to make this quick. I wanted to get you a gift. I know that when we were talking, you said you were a big Hitchcock fan. I've always said that I am a sucker for anything by Alfred Hitchcock. I'm a huge Hitchcock sucker, and I was gonna get you that movie Hitchcock, but then I thought, I want to get this guy a fucking gift. It's too much money, and I don't know if that. Said I'm just gonna wish you well, and have a lot of fun. The important thing is that you have fun. It doesn't matter how much money you make, or if you're successful, or if people hate you. It just matters that you're a good time. And, you know, I think you're going to do that. You're going to succeed in that, at least. And we'll be out here in L.A. ready to catch you when you fall, huh? All right, man. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Tom, it's Jameson. I just want to let you know that if you happen to see on the news that I was killed by terrorists over the next year, that counts as me being on television before you.
Hey, Tom, it's Show Business calling one more time. One more time. Our idea for your show is that you just tell us about little things throughout the day that piss you off. You know, little minor things you can get hung up on and not let go for hours and hours at a time. Like if possibly you see an ex-girlfriend in a public place, or if a comedian says that they thought their set went well. You know, just those little things. So we're willing to offer you $3 million if you could just put together a list of like 5 or 6 of those things for us. And then we'll work on the pilot from there. So just give me a call back as soon as you can. Thanks. Show business.
Do you really want Tom to be that successful?
I don't think so.
I think it'll go to his head personally. That's me.
Yeah. That's
me. And I like Tom.
I do too, but I don't want him to be that successful this quickly, because that's right up his alley. I want Tom to have fame and fortune, but like just like a 6 months after me. That would be...
Did you hear... Was that Tom from the future on the voicemail?
Yeah, sometimes I think he calls to warn himself of...
Some... What? Like, this is a normal thing?
Yeah, pretty standard around our house, on our voicemail. He calls there all the time, too.
That's so weird.
I know.
And then Henry Phillips, obviously. And then, you know, I think I'm going to delete this.
Yeah, delete the show business, because... just too quickly for Tom. Let him get the Chicago thing down first.
You know what? He needs to put in his time.
Yeah, he does.
And far be it from me to criticize anyone for not putting in their time.
Yeah.
I think it needs to happen.
You need to put some more time in.
I'm going to.
So please.
I'm going to put more time in to listen to these voicemails.
All right.
Segway.
Boom.
Tom, dude, it's fucking 7:15. It's the Bloomington Comedy Festival. You promised me that you were going to work the door. I don't give a shit that you've won 2 of these things, or how many fiancés have left you, or whatever the fuck else you have going on, but I'm sick and tired of you not doing the shit that you're going to tell me you're going to do. I mean, I really do appreciate all the things you've done for me, and in this one voice memo that I'm leaving you that isn't a real voice message, I don't really understand why I have to sit here and act like I don't like you when I actually really do like you, and I wish you the very best in Chicago. Now get the fuck over here and work the door, and I'll talk to you later. I'm sure I'll see you in like 6 months when you move back.
Hi, this is Mitchell Burns responding to your Craigslist ad that you posted about the Chevy Cobalt. I was kind of a little curious of where you posted that ad. It was in the mail-on-mail hookup section. So I wasn't necessarily looking for a Cobalt, but then thought to myself, wow, I actually could use a Cobalt. So please give me a shout back if you get this message, and I'm looking forward to doing some business with you one way or another. So, okay.
Hey, Tom, it's John Doerr. I just wanted to say I hope you have the best time ever in Chicago. It's time that you left. You're ready. You're funny. You deserve to be in a better city. Offense to Bloomington. Great offense. But genuinely, I hope that you have a... Hello? Yeah, I'm going to have to call you back. No, I have to. I'm doing something. I'm recording a message for a comedian that's moving to Chicago. No, well, you wouldn't have heard of him anyway. No, trust me, you would not have heard of him. No, he's not very good.
Well, because I think it's the right thing to do. That's why, you know, I'm not mean. It's just, you know, I know he's going to go. He'll come back and it'll be over. But I have to leave the message anyway. Well, like, does a joke about sidewalk chalkings and, you know, people leaving a genuine message, and then he thinks it's funny to write underneath, bring condoms, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, obvious, yeah. I agree, but, you know, he might get a better job when he's there anyway, you know. I'll call you back. Yeah, no, I didn't mean to make you upset by retelling his joke. Okay, I'll call you back, stop crying. Tom, have a great trip. Just realize if you may have heard that phone call, that was a joke. Seriously, it was a joke. That was part of this message. Yeah, it's time for you to go. One reason is because, let's face it, you are better than Josh, and he's thinking of going. And if he's thinking of going, then you should have been out of there a long time ago. Don't tell Josh I said this. Bye.
John Doerr.
Wow.
And he clearly doesn't like you.
Yeah, I'm...
I don't think we're supposed to be in these voicemails.
Yeah, these clearly weren't for us to be listening to. Uh-huh. And is there any bar around here that sells durable rope on Sunday?
No, but you can borrow one of my belts if you want.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. Do you have a studded one?
Yeah, I've got a studded one.
I want to go out in style.
And good thing it's sewn and it has some
it's not going to break. I'm the only thing that makes me nervous about doing it with a belt is I think people are going to automatically assume I was masturbating while I did it. Like,
oh, are you not going to be?
No, I want to make like a clear sign that it was just like I just wanted to kill myself. I wasn't like, also being gross about right. it.
Well, I don't know. You know what? I say you just go ahead and masturbate. Who cares? You're ending it anyway.
With or without the belt?
That's a hard call.
No, but this was fun. I guess, yeah, big shout out to Tom, Josh, Jameson, everybody that's leaving town.
Bethany's leaving at the comedy.
Well, let's not get crazy. Bethany's leaving too. Mass exodus from Bloomington. So, yeah, really great time to still be here.
Looks like it's just you and me, buddy.
We have to keep, me and my best friend Jonas,
best friends of circumstance. We didn't choose
not
this.
By choice. Not
this is
by
not
choice.
Our choice.
But yeah, we're gonna really miss Tom. We're really gonna miss you. You've been living with me for 5 years. I'm just used to your smell about the place. I'm used to your routines, your ways, your quacking duck alarm in the morning, and the way you laugh to yourself in the shower, and the way you curl up with the blanket, and we watch Arrested Development, and the way. When you drink too much, get sad, and come home and really, really vent about comedy, and the people that you come back and talk about having good talks with, and when you tell me about things that piss you off, I'm gonna miss that most of all. Trying to get too big for me, buddy. Trying to get too big for me.
I don't think that's gonna be a problem. I'd like to extend my condolences. Is that the right word? No, I mean, Tom, I'm gonna miss you too, buddy. Thanks for letting me be part of Girls' Night, and thanks for being my friend. And yeah, have a good time in Chicago. And Josh, we actually have one more voicemail, and then we'll get out of here.
I really feel like this bit's played out.
I think so.
Are you sure?
It's just one more.
All right, let's close it out.
All right. Have a good girls' night.
What can I say? Tom Brady. Good luck in Chicago. Always have fun hanging out with you. And anybody who likes my podcast can't be a bad person. If I find out you don't like it, I'll take that little chink face of yours and kick your goddamn half-Mexican teeth in. Good luck. It's all going to be great. Moving scary. But you know what, Tom? You're going to be just fine. We'll meet again. Don't know where.
Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them that I won't be long, and they'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Yeah, we'll meet again. I don't know where, and I don't know when, but I do know that we'll meet again some sunny day. So honey, keep on smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And would you please say hello to all the folks that I know, and tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.